This is TWiT.
So there was a leak, and then there was an actual announcement, right?
Yeah, so
Brad Sams had a leak for about 4 seconds.
Yeah, I clearly he was racing to get it out before the rest of the world did. It was out there, but actually it was Monday night, excuse me. Here in the United States, obviously, it was a long weekend for Labor Day. So Monday night to me felt like Sunday night, right? Because going back to work on the next day is Tuesday, but it felt like Monday. 10:30 at night, this stuff started leaking. Brad did a good job of jumping right on it. I normally, Sunday/Monday night at 11 p.m., I wouldn't have noticed this.
No,
but
nope. Last be in bed.
Last thing I did before I went to bed is I refreshed my feed.
Nice.
My Google feed, and Brad's story was in there.
Did you gasp in amazement?
Yeah, and so I, well, I'm like, oh, what's this? And I clicked on it, and my site wouldn't load. Like, it actually hosed the site.
Oh, no.
And yeah, so we stayed up for a little while trying to figure that out. And then Microsoft, within, I want to say an hour, confirmed that the Xbox Series S, right, this is the other one, exists. This is something we've known about for over a year and a half now, almost 2 years. They finally, I wrote an article literally 1 week earlier that said, Microsoft, reveal this thing already. I mean, we know all about it. Well, actually, as it turns out, we don't know all about it because there's a lot of cool details about this console that just came out. And then just today, I'm really having a hard time with the days this week because of the because of all
holiday.
The holidays.
Yep.
They released more details about this thing. And I got to tell you, I am really pumped about this. Xbox Series S is, first of all, is $299. Next gen console, same CPU as the Xbox Series X. Not as good of a GPU, a smaller SSD drive, but the same type of SSD drive with the Velocity Engine stuff. Same audio, spatial sound, Dolby Atmos, support for ray tracing. The big difference is it's going to do 1440p at 60 frames all the time with support for up to 120 frames per second, which is awesome. And let me see, actually, this is in my blurb, so let me go find this because this is kind of a cool way to think of it. 4 times the performance of the Xbox One X.
Wow.
3 times the GPU performance and over 40 times the I/O bandwidth, right? So this is the new entry-level console compared to the previous gen, what we might call the current gen high-end console. It's diskless, right? So it's going to be, there'll be no optical drive. It's extremely small, especially compared to the Xbox Series X. Microsoft says it's their smallest Xbox ever. Kind of a low bar, but okay, fine. It has a gigantic fan with a big black circle in the middle, which is kind of cool looking. It's a beautiful console, but $299. This is a great price. And I happen to game on a 1440p display. I'm thinking this is the one for me. I mean, this is probably what I'm going to buy.
Really? You'll buy the S, not the X?
Until
you're
today,
buy both.
Leo,
don't kid anybody.
Today, Microsoft announced they are launching the X and the S on November 10th.
Yeah.
The X will be, as expected, $500, $499. Pre-orders start in 2 weeks on September 22nd.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There is an offering. We already have this today. There's something called Xbox All Access. There's also something called Surface All Access, by the way. And what these things allow you to do is buy hardware on a monthly installment plan for 2 years, right? In the Xbox case, what you get with this now is 2 years. So it's 2 years of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, right? Is that $15 or $25 a month? It must be $15 a month. So that alone is just kind of amazing. But the prices are great. So like an Xbox Series S, $25 per month. So you get the hardware, which you own at the end, and you get 2 years of Game Pass Ultimate.
So $35. For $10 more, you get the hardware.
Yes. Or for $20 more, right? Yeah, $20 more, you can get, or $35 per month, you can get the Xbox Series X, the high-end one. So in the span of 2 days, I have gone from I am clearly buying this one to I am clearly buying this one.
Okay. But wouldn't you want the better GPU? Or you don't care?
Yeah.
Why don't you care?
I don't know. What would matter is a few years from now if I wanted to upgrade to 4K, right? So the differences in the GPU, there's also differences in RAM. There are other differences, but most of them are not super important. Like the Xbox Series X has more RAM And it has the same type of processor. I think, let me just go look at my
slightly slower, like 3.6 instead of 3.8 gigahertz, something like that.
Yeah, let me, I'm trying to find this thing because there's some differences in cores and stuff. Yeah, so no, they're both, it looks like they're both 8-core AMD Zen 2 CPUs.
Yep.
The X is at 3.8 gigahertz. The S is at 3.6. I don't see a big deal there. Yeah, the big deal is the GPU. So it's a 52 compute units, I assume is what CU means. Both of them are AMD RDNA 2 GPUs. They run at slightly different clock speeds, but these are sort of like cores for GPUs. I'm really familiar with this term, but compute unit, I assume, 52 on the X versus 20 on the S. But the GPU power, there's your big difference, 12 teraflops for the X versus just 4.
Want the extra 8.15 T-flops. Don't you? Why wouldn't you?
Of course. You never have too many T-flops.
You got to have more T-flops. And the thing is, a couple $100 more. Right now, that might hurt, but you know, spread out over what? It's gonna be 4, 5, 6, 7 years. You'll have this thing. That's nothing.
I scaled them out, and I came back down the other side. I'm totally on board with the X. The other thing both these consoles have that is new information to me, at least, is expandable storage. So it's actually gonna have an expansion slot in it where you can put a card, which matches the internal specs of the PCIe, NVMe SSD that's in it. And that way you can put next-gen games and have all the velocity engine advantages on internal storage in two different places.
You'd prefer to do this than put an external USB drive on there for storage.
Yes, because you can still do that, right? And all your previous-gen games will run fine, but you won't get the advantages of the velocity engine stuff with the new games.
Right.
Which is like, instantaneous load, et cetera, et cetera. So
this expansion card's probably an NVMe card, right?
I would think so. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you have any PC. Yep. I would think so.
Interesting.
I mean, they're going to have to be certified because they have to meet certain performance characteristics. You can't just put anything in there, but they'll be, branded versions from, I'm sure, multiple companies, right? I think they announced Seagate was the company at launch, but I'm sure there'll be others.
And I wonder, there might even be third party, like with Samsung offers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. I'm sure we will. Yeah. The other big news here is there's something called EA Play, which in the original version of Notes, Mary Jo didn't know what that was.
Mary Jo, I'm shocked.
I'm like, EA Play something. I don't know what that is.
So Electronic Arts, the gaming company, home to such franchises as Madden and many, many others, Battlefield, et cetera, has their own online service, and you can play, stream games from the server. I don't even know if you download or stream them. I assume you stream them, but it's separate from Xbox Live, and it works across consoles, et cetera. Someday soon, it's not actually there today, but probably by the time these things launch, EA Play will be given out with Xbox Game Pass, PC, and Ultimate for free. So if you get that all-access bundle I was talking about, you've gone from now over 100 games, which you get through Xbox Game Pass, to over 160 games, because that's how many that they have available through EA Play.
Of course, inevitably, I'll do that. And then the game I really want to play will be $70.
So, right. So the way that works, and that's true, by the way, unfortunately, you're not going to get, if the new version
Cyberpunk
of Madden.
Cyberpunk 2077 or something. Yeah, or the new version
but there
of Madden,
right? Some of the games that will be there, FIFA 2020, Titanfall 2, and Need for Speed, Heat, and then the franchises that they mention, Battlefield, Mass Effect, Skate, and The Sims. And those games don't actually have any new titles out for this, holiday season. So those will be all of those games.
See, so give me an insight into gaming, because I had the Game Pass. And I realized I don't play more than one. You don't play more than one game. Pretty much you play Call of Duty all the time.
Yeah, you're right. I play one game basically. So
is that common or most gamers will play, I'm going to play a little of this. I feel like most gamers are going to say, no, I'm going to play for the next month or two until I finish it or until I get bored, a single game.
So I think gaming is changing, right? So gaming to date has been people like me who just happen to be into games. I grew up with games. I'm one of the first generations that had video games. I was literally, I think, the first generation. It was something like my dad could never get into. He was really interested in these games that we had, but he just couldn't. It was too late for him, And, my kids grew up on video games. And so my daughter doesn't play video games. My son plays video games all the time. And so it's been like a kind of person kind of a thing, I think, until now. But in the past few years, and I think this is going to explode going forward, video gaming is really spreading out to the mainstream. And it's becoming an alternative to other forms of entertainment, like reading or watching a movie or TV show or whatever. And so, yeah, today, like people like me, I stick with Call of Duty. That's my thing. I mean, everybody knows that. But no one sits down in front of the TV and just watches the same show over and over again. They watch a lot of shows. And I think having a variety.
Is gaming more like that now than it used to be?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. In fact, it's getting more and more like that as we go forward.
I don't get it because it takes so much to master a single game.
Except that, see, it depends on the type of game. So the type of game I play, like imagine if Mary Jo was like, you know what? I am going to play Xbox. I'm going to do this. I'm going to buy the console, get a...
No, but imagine. I don't have such an imagination.
It would be the hardest thing in the world. But, you know, and any game will have some form of, you know, you have to learn the controls, you know, that kind of thing. But there are tons and tons of games. In fact, I can't even think of the name of it, so I'm going to... Just turn this on.
It's true. If you've played Titanfall, you could probably play Destiny. You could probably play. I mean, you're probably right. You know, Halo. You could play
about not like shooter games, but games that are just they're just interactive stories, right? So there is a game. I think it's like
more like a movie.
There's a game called Tell Me Why that just came out. It's a three-parter. It's on Xbox. I think it's an Xbox exclusive. They released it over a period of weeks. It's, you know, a brother and a sister trying to figure out the mysteries of the past. And they just walk around and you click on things, you figure the mystery out, and you figure out little puzzles and stuff. And there's no, you know, you're never shooting anything, you're never running away, you don't have to dodge over things and have great hand-eye coordination. It's just a story. But it's an interactive story. And I think that's what sets it apart from TV. You know, you kind of sit like a couch, you stay there, you drool, you drink a Coke or whatever, and you don't really, your mind is... It's like, these games will engage your mind... But they don't require you to be a gamer. They're just for people. And I think if you look through Xbox Game Pass, especially, you'll see a lot of things like that. They're interactive stories.